It's a bit of a stretch to call author Louisa May Alcott an accidental southerner. Actually, it's a cheat. Louisa May, of Little Women fame, was a born-to-the-bone New Englander through and through. But she did experience a time in Georgetown, Maryland, as a volunteer nurse at Union Hospital, and her time there made a lasting impression on the writer. Hold on, you say. Louisa May in the South? But Georgetown is in D.C. Why, no, sugar. Not until 1871 was Georgetown incorporated into the district. Until then, it was a hotbed of Southern sympathizers. When Fort Sumter was fired on, the secesh crowd headed out of Georgetown to Virginia. By December 1861, the Union Hotel and Tavern, now the Union Hospital, had been emptied. Those ousted tenants apparently left in a huff, stripping the place bare of all furnishings, including the chamber pots. 18 months later, in 1862, Louisa May, a staunch abolitionist, was sent to Union Hospital to be a nurse. Her only practical experience? Her homegrown training in her large and sometimes sickly family. Dorothea Dix, head of the Sanitary Commission, never gave her lack of skills a second thought. Louisa May had other primary requirements for the job as nurse. Quote, 30 or older, sober-minded, and plain-looking. Louisa was definitely qualified. Her duties, bathe and feed the wounded, assist in amputations and unspeakable surgeries, bandage foul, gangrenous wounds, and tend to the final needs of the soldiers. Little anesthesia and filthy operating conditions prevailed. Louisa May quickly acquired a nickname, Nurse with a Bottle, but not for the reason you might think. It was a bottle of lavender water she wore around her neck to keep the hospital stench at bay. After only 3 months, deathly ill with typhoid fever, she was taken home by her father to recuperate. And what makes this brief foray into Southern territory significant for Louisa May? She contracted typhoid fever. The treatment, with popular calomel, heavily laced with mercury, left her a semi-invalid the rest of her life. She also emerged with scores of letters sent home, the basis for her book, Hospital Sketches. The sketches, though told by a fictitious narrator, Tribulation Periwinkle, are Louisa's own experiences. Best known was the chapter about a Virginia blacksmith wounded in the Battle of Fredericksburg, who died in her arms. The book sold for 50 cents a copy, was wildly popular, and made Louisa an instant celebrity. The author received a royalty of 5 cents a copy and had another 5 cents donated to children orphaned by the war. Louisa's literary career and her fame were launched, but her health was ruined, all from that brief venture south.